pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Danny Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Big Daddy, Tony Davis, and the lovely Stoney filling in again today for Derek.
Good to have her with us, and she seemed to be the Royals' good luck charm. We may keep her around for good.
You know, in a good mood today. In a great mood today.
Which is very surprising for what you experienced yesterday.
At the moment. But, you know, Royals win. Cubs win. Yankees lose 13-4 to Baltimore. 13 for Baltimore. Go Treve. 13-4 Baltimore.
Just missed the extra point.
That's okay. That's all right. You got that two-score advantage. You just keep it there. So the Yankees lose. I believe the Red Sox also lost and Tampa Bay lost. So there was no changing in the AL East.
Did I hear last night that was the second time all year that the Rays, Boston, the Yankees had lost on the same day, those three teams? So if you're betting a parlay with those three teams.
Not a good idea.
No. Against those, not a good idea.
But that was going on, so that makes it a good day. It makes it a good day.
Jose Guillen, big first inning home run.
Like 2 for 23. And Alex Gordon goes yard last night.
It's peanut butter jelly time, peanut butter jelly time.
So happy.
There you go.
Now, Zach Greinke ended up, he was at 9 strikeouts when I went to sleep. I believe he ended up with a
career high 11.
Oh, with 11. Okay, 9, I believe, when I went to bed.
7 1/3 innings, Kansas City. So some things you wouldn't have thought were going to go well for the Royals last night. Oakland had swept Kansas City earlier this year, so it was their first win against the A's in 4 games. Jose Guillen hit his first home run in more than a month. Zach Greinke, first win in the month of July, struck out a career high 11. The Royals have won 10 of their last 17 in Oakland. And, of course, Gordon also hit a 2-run home run. 4-2. Baby blue.
Good to see the Royals getting going here in the second half, and we owe it all, of course, to Stoney.
How you feel about that, Stone?
Just wonderful, because I know when I leave after today, their losing streak starts.
Now, see, they'll win tonight. They'll win tonight, because you were here. Don't you think?
I got to think. I mean,
get one more peanut butter jelly in. Derek's not back till Thursday, so obviously Wednesday afternoon's game here on ESPN.
A lot of making out going on.
Be tough. Oh, my. You know what? Coming up on the show today, more Big 12 talk. We're going to catch up with all Big 12 tight end Chase Kaufman of Missouri. The 1-2 combination with Martin Rucker last year was the best in the nation at the tight end position. Now Rucker is gone. Kaufman is there, but he's not all by himself. He'll talk to us about that. We'll also catch up with Oklahoma State linebacker Andre Sexton and hear a little bit about how the Cowboys expect to maybe be the surprise team themselves in the Big 12 South. When everybody's talking about Texas Tech and then you throw in Oklahoma and Texas all the time, that doesn't leave a lot of room in the upper half when it's full. So Oklahoma State battling in there, trying to make some noise, and we will hear from them a little bit later on in the show. We're going to talk state baseball as well. Cox Classic is this week, Daddy. Always a good time in Omaha.
Well, they bring in so many people, and the it's basically, it becomes to the nationwide tour what the Phoenix Open is to the PGA Tour. This is basically the Mardi Gras of golf on the nationwide tour. I believe $700,000 purse.
A record purse for this event.
I just think it's just a super event. The tents are set up. The bands go Saturday night. Fireworks, which beautiful, beautiful, excited for that. Saturday night, have an opportunity perhaps to be in Omaha on Saturday night. So I may attend.
Thought you were going fishing this weekend.
Well.
Do we need to do this on the air?
Plans change, especially when you're married.
Always got to play the married card. Do we got to do this on the air? Yeah, nice excuse. Uh-huh. Whatever. Scott Gucheski is in the field. A lot of local talent tried to qualify yesterday, but that did not work out so well. Like John Hurley? No, 70, two under, not good enough. Not good enough. They played at Tiburon and at Ironwood. The medalist at Ironwood, there were 366s. Patrick Nagel out of California, Sean Willis, and David Jenkins. Ryan Vermeer, Nebraska Ties, now lives in Kansas. He made the cut over at Tiburon. 68 was the medalist. Charles Soleil of Longmont, Colorado. Ty Tryon. Does that name ring a bell?
Yes, it does. He was a phenom. He was going to be the second coming of Tiger Woods.
He turned pro at 17, I believe he was.
Yeah.
And shot 69 yesterday, so he qualifies as well. And, you know, a lot of guys that you'd really have to be a nationwide tour junkie to know any of these names. But Brandon Crick, Adam McCook shot 71. John Hurley of O'Neill shot 70. Brady Schnell shot 74 and did not get in yesterday. They decided to try and play at Ironwood, didn't get him in. At Tiburon, Ted DiGiacomo, who maybe you would know out of Omaha, Joel Brueggemann from Hebron, they did not fare so well yesterday. Both shot 75s, and so they did not qualify. There's always a couple of guys from Nebraska that make it in here, and you kind of watch on. Maybe not necessarily the case outside of Ryan Vermeer this time around.
Actually, talking to a representative of an insurance company I worked for yesterday, he said him and a buddy usually take Friday off, and they go pretty much about every day out to the event. And you go back over the years of this event. You know, he brought up names like Chris DeMarco. He said, I remember flying Chris DeMarco all 18 holes one year. Jason Gore, of course. There's some big names. There are people that have emerged. And Omaha has been one of those stops that's really helped. I guess jumpstart some people's career, and I think that's the exciting thing about this event. Now, people have played this course, before in the Champions Run. I think people say, well, it's not that hard of a course. Well, they grow the rough up. It's not the same course that you play on a day in, day out basis. But it is a shorter course. Some of these guys can drive some greens. There are a lot of birdies made, so that makes for exciting golf.
And that's coming up this weekend, Thursday through Sunday. Golf Channel will have coverage of that all 4 days. Also going on the Nebraska Coaches Clinic in Lincoln, and that means the All-Star Games, and a lot of area ladies did very well. In fact, the headline today in the Omaha World-Herald, small school stars loom large. The blue beats the red 91-61. And playing on the blue team for Coach Rick Cremosta of Minden, of course, his own Leah Ann Jamison. She had 11 points. Cheryl Braithwaite of Arapahoe had 12 points, along with Deb Johnson of Perkins County. That led the way. And then Alicia Statler from Grand Island Central Catholic had a game-high 12 rebounds. That was one board off of a record in this NCAA game. Also, from Overton, playing on the red team, was Evansville recruit Eva Benson. Double-double, 12 points, 11 rebounds. So a great job yesterday by all the kids from the area that played in that basketball game.
Good opportunity to showcase your talents against. Yeah, you know, I think that's kind of a challenge every small school, you know, kid has. You know, everybody always wonders, how would you fare in Class A? Well, some of the kids are getting the chance to step up and compete very, very favorably.
Tessa Kreitzer from Holdridge had 7 points in the game. Ashley Arp of Kearney played but did not score in the contest. The boys' game, very exciting, just not that much area talent. Jory Crouch of Grand Island had a bucket. Jen Scholl of Deschel had a three-pointer. They were on the victorious team, 97-93. Jesse Carr put on a show last night with 24 points. Wes Eichmeyer was sick and didn't get to play. Antoine Young turned it up, though, 21 points, even though he was just 6 of 19 from the field. He did have 21 points in the basketball game. So some good up-tempo performance. Daddy, did you hear how many three-pointers these two teams combined to shoot last night?
Well, did one team shoot 41?
Yeah. The blue was 13 of 41. The red was 9 of 24. 22 out of 65 from way downtown Bank.
22 out of 65? That's not a terrible percentage.
That's right, about 33%. Yeah. 35, right, maybe. Tonight it's volleyball, and just a ton. I don't think I've ever seen this many kids from the area play in the volleyball. Bill Root of Grand Island, Mike Smith of Alma are the coaches. And, wow, here's all the kids that are playing tonight. Volleyball, 7 o'clock. You can watch it on Nebraska Educational Television if you want to go. It's at Lincoln North Star. From Grand Island, Alex Miller and Bridget Root. wonder how she got on the team. Kelsey Peterson of Kearney High, Shelby Schultz of Cambridge, Jenna Isaacson of Holdridge, Brittany Ash of Northwest, and Aarons of Minden. On the other squad, Tally Fredrickson of Central Catholic, Erica Wagner of Alma, Kelly Peterson of Ord, Skylar Rohde of Ansley are all on that club. So that is tonight. Softball will be tomorrow. So that's what's going on with some local. Got some baseball we're going to talk about as well in a little bit. Also, remind you, coming up on the show today, Chase Coffin, Missouri tight end, Andre Sexton, Oklahoma State linebacker, are among those who are going to join us.
Doug, we're about, I'm going to say roughly 1 week, a week and a half, I think, before something that's going to take center stage. I don't know if it takes center stage, really. The Olympics. And they started 8-8 of 08. I understand that.
See, do you like how they did that so you could remember?
That's good. That's clever of them. At least the Chinese did something right.
No,
they didn't have anything to do with it.
That's NBC marketing, yeah.
But is it a... is it a big deal? It's basically an afterthought. Is it not? Does anybody get fired up? And if I'm way off on this, we certainly appreciate a phone call or an email, calling us out. I just don't know that it grabs anybody's attention.
You can email us to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and, spell out the word and, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and, if you spell that out, A-N-D, we have to tell the folks that have breathed that Beijing air, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Phone number 1-888-455-ESPN, 1-888-455-ESPN. That's the phone number to call. Here's the thing. And just listening to what they're saying, the coverage on NBC and the billion networks and all the hours, you better be able to watch it all live. The problem with the Olympics not being held in the Northern Hemisphere is that you don't get to watch most of it live. That has been the problem. I mean, you know what happened already. You already know that the basketball team did this or that the track event did this or a world record because it's on most of the other information stations. So the problem with the Olympics when they're not in North America is that you just don't get a chance to watch them live.
I guess when you hear about a basketball player that opts not to go, it is it's you're not representing your country. You have the ability to do so. Shame on you. It should be an honor. It should be a privilege to go represent your country, to bring back a gold medal. And I guess the basketball deal, is probably got as much of a spotlight as anything does. And if they don't win the gold medal, it'd be a terrible shame, especially the group they've assembled this year. But I don't know that in the big scheme of things, this is an afterthought as we get ready for college and pro football. There's no doubt. It's a total afterthought. I mean, even on our show, it's much different than the Lincoln ESPNs, the Omaha ESPNs, because we concentrate a lot more on the local side of things. And running up towards football and even volleyball season, ladies, I'm not forgetting you, we will concentrate a hell of a lot more.
Because you're married.
We will concentrate a hell of a lot more on the sports seasons, the fall sports seasons, than we ever would the Olympics. By far.
I think that's somewhat true. If something happens in the Olympics that everybody's talking about, we're going to talk about it. The problem is the Olympics will be over before college and pro football begins. And most of the folks in our listening area of Nebraska, obviously football is number one in the country. I understand that. It's also more so in Nebraska, because, let's face it, we do not have some of the world-class athletes or a lot of the events that you will see at the Summer Olympics that you can go readily see. Now, I think with the swim trials being in Omaha, I think there's going to be a lot more interest by Nebraska people in finding out what happens in the swimming during the Olympics. You've got Michael Phelps. You've got some good stories. The basketball team, can they get back to glory? Track is always great to watch because more records are being set. It's the other sports. It's fun to watch them cycle around in the dome, in the melodrome. What is that called? I don't remember right off the top of my head, but it's fun to watch that. But there are, there's some other things that they're going to show you and you're just going to go, there's a lot you're just not going to be interested in. But the major sports, track, swimming, basketball, I'm sure there's a couple other things I'm forgetting here. There will be interest on that. Baseball, Olympic baseball. I would think you should have some interest in that.
Take a step back on the swimming, because I do believe with the event being held in Omaha. Take Michael Phelps, if he was going to win two gold medals. See, that's an interesting story for me, because if he could overtake Mark Spitz at seven and actually have an opportunity to win eight golds, that would be an amazing story. And it didn't matter if Michael Phelps came to trials in Omaha or came to the trials in Birmingham, Alabama. That would be a great story. But if he's going for two medals, swimming, there's a, I don't know. Who cares?
Dara Torres?
She's fit, what, 59 going for a medal? I mean, no, that's okay. A story. 42.
Okay, so you hate everybody older than you?
No.
All right.
No, fine. Great story.
No, I'm, whatever.
Okay, I just, yeah. I don't know that that's that big of a, it's a fourth page article on USA Today.
Well,
in my mind.
Not during the Olympics, it won't be.
I understand that, but as we lead up to, I think for a lot of people, I'm talking about here. I'm not talking about.
I'm trying to put together exactly how I want to say this, because then you're just going to get mad. Here's the deal. You're a football dork. All right? You, let me guess this right. How much of the Olympics are you going to watch?
I would assume that perhaps a couple basketball games.
I mean, close to none.
Right. There you go.
Close to none, because you're just swamped in the evenings.
Women's beach volleyball, yes, very popular. Thank you for that email, Lumpy.
If you cannot appreciate sport in the 2 weeks that the Olympics are going on, and you think that preseason football, which you will sit here and bash for having too many games and not playing the guys that matter, if you think that is more important than the Olympics, and I will even go as far as to say more entertaining, because it's not more entertaining when there's nobody in there you know, then you have a problem. You have a problem. And I'm not jumping on and saying you have to watch the Olympics. I'm saying if you're sitting there watching a week two NFL preseason game and just slobbering over the television, but won't turn the channel to watch some Olympic world-class athletes who in most cases are probably better than almost everybody on the football field in preseason, remember, in preseason, then you have a problem. Then you have no interest. You are football only. That's all you know. That's all you talk about. And I'm not meaning you. I'm meaning a sports fan in general. That's fine. But do not, in the next month or until the Olympics are over, do not bring up the fact that the Olympics are boring and lazy and stink and football is king and great, because that's not the case.
I guess my basic point, when I was thinking about this morning, we wait, supposedly, or some certain people wait 4 years for the Olympics to roll around, and those 2 weeks you would think would be amped, you think it would be hyped up, you would think it'd be, you'd be fired up for something, and I don't know that anybody feels that. Am I way off?
Well, it's because we are in central Nebraska.
Okay, I mean, if you go to, I don't know why, Birmingham, Alabama, you think people are fired up for the Olympics?
You've been watching too much My Cousin Vinny. Because everybody knows when you get stuck in the mud in Alabama and you step on the gas, one wheel spins, the other does nothing.
I just can't imagine going to Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and people are like, yes, the Olympics. I don't know where you're going to go that people are going to be jacked about the Olympics.
You're going to go to the major cities where they have gymnastics clubs, big pools. Go on down the list. I'll tell you what. Every kid that's in the juniors that's been going on in Omaha here the last week is going to be interested in the Olympics, okay, as far as it comes to track and field. It's just what you're interested in. You're interested in football. There's no Olympic football. You're not going to be interested in the Olympics.
We would kick everybody's butt at that.
How about soccer? Okay, so whatever. I'm just saying, that's why there's no found interest. But you know what? It's still going to be on the front page of the paper. It's going to be the first story on the sports, except here, where it's going to be Nebraska football and this two-star we signed. That's the way it's going to be. Now, whether that means it's interesting or not, I think it's going to be one of those things that people will watch for a little bit, but they're not going to sit there 4 hours a night and just watch whatever they put on for the Olympics. Whatever it is, you're actually going to sit there for four, 4 hours. But I'll guarantee you, if you go to our favorite sports bars around the listening area, if you're checking it out at the Coop, you know it's going to be on, and you're going to be watching it. You're going to have two or three other things going on with baseball or whatever, or maybe preseason football when it gets to that point. But the Olympics will be on, and you'll be paying attention.
Fair enough. Fair enough. I guess I wish, really, for an event that comes once every 4 years, there was more buzz, more excitement about it.
You know how you can make more buzz about it? Watch it and talk about it on this show.
Okay.
You have to watch the Olympics. You have to say, did you see that 200 quarterfinal last night? Watch for the 200 semifinal tomorrow, because this guy out of Germany is amazing. How about this, you know, Dusty Jonas? Can he go 7-8 in the high jump? You know, there's a lot of stories out there. If you want to be interested, you can be interested. If you don't want to be interested, it's like watching hopscotch on ESPN Classic. You just won't be. We're going to talk football when we come back. We're going to catch up with the tight end from the Missouri Tigers, Chase Kaufman. Also, linebacker Andre Sexton from Oklahoma State is coming up right after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You can go psycho. You can hurt yourself or someone else.
I don't know. I think a man could get used to this. Grow to love it.
Careful out there. Doug and Daddy will be right back.
Midwest Customs and Paint presents Hot Summer Nights Car Show, a tribute to Boyd Coddington with special guest Joe Coddington. August 1st through the 3rd at the Norfolk Airport. Start with the McDonald's Cruise Night, followed by Nebraska Rocks featuring Jim Casey and Young Country. Sidestep, Levy Spurge, and Full Choke. Saturday, enjoy the Fly in the Basket, Burnout, and Bikini Contests. Saturday night's music features Housebroke, Scott Strand Band, Smoke Ring, and Ivory Star. Starting at 6 p.m., it's Hot Summer Nights Broad Run, August 1st through the 3rd. Presented by Midwest Customs and Paint and Premier Midwest Beverage. Elworth, Harley Davidson, US 92, 94 Rock, Mateo Sand and Gravel, Cable 1, Norfolk Daily News, WJAG, and KEXL, and Madison County Convention and Visitors Bureau.
If you're afraid of the rising price of gas, afraid of the increasing cost of food, and afraid you won't be able to stretch your budget for everything else you need, Kearney Yamaha has one thing to say. Do not be afraid. Kearney Yamaha has your money-saving solution. Stop into Kearney Yamaha today and see how you can save over $4,800 on a brand new 1900cc Yamaha Stratoliner. This chrome-heavy, 113-cubic-inch V-twin-powered streamlined Stratoliner is fuel-injected with locking side bags and a detachable windshield and backrest. And right now, you'll get a $200 gas card free when you finance your new Yamaha Star Motorcycle at Kearney Yamaha. That's heard right. A free $200 gas card. The Yamaha Stratoliner, available in every color you love and in stock now at Kearney Yamaha.
Nebraska's Power Sports Mall, Kearney Yamaha. Nebraska's Power Sports Mall, Kearney Yamaha.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect a fish from his environment, the Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
I'm Richie Ross from the Tennessee Titans. You're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS.
It's the state of the art and the state of the game at Indian Head Golf Course in Grand Island. GPS devices are now on every cart, eliminating the distance guesswork, improving your club selection for the next shot and a better game. With its flat, fair, but challenging, well-manicured golf greens, Indian Head is well above par. Play 9 or 18 holes. And the 19th hole is better, too, with a newly renovated clubhouse. Reserve your tee times online. Log on to IndianHeadGolf.com. Indian Head Golf Club, where the fun begins.
We'll see partial sun and some cloudiness across the area today with a chance of some scattered storms with high temperatures around 86. Winds will stay variable at 5 to 15. For tonight, there's a slight chance for showers and storms early. Then skies stay partly to mostly cloudy, the low at 64. We'll head up to 88 for high Wednesday. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 73.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. 1-888-455-ESPN. You can call us anytime during the show. Love to hear from you. Plus, you'll need to know that number for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia coming up in the second half of the program. We'll give you a chance to win a $25 gift card to Troutman's Quality Meats because it is summertime, and that's grill time, folks. Troutman's Quality Meats coming up in the second half of the show. Andre Sexton, linebacker from Oklahoma State, going to join us in a moment. Second half of the show, Chase Kaufman, Missouri tight end, going to join us. Hey, I want to remind you that coming up this weekend at the Kearney Country Club, it's the annual Coors Miller four-person scramble. You can find out more by calling 237-2553. Get signed up today. Shotgun starts Saturday at 8:30 a.m., 1 o'clock p.m., dinner in Calcutta, and then same times again on Sunday, depending on your score. It even includes the price of a practice round on Friday. So find out a whole lot more. It's going on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. If you don't want to get the practice round in, you don't have to. But Saturday and Sunday is the tournament, and a practice round is included. You make your tee times on Friday for the Coors Miller four-person scramble this weekend at the Kearney Country Club, 237-2553. It's always one of the great tournaments of the summer in this area, 237-2553 for the Coors Miller four-person scramble at the beautiful Kearney Country Club going on Saturday and Sunday. And with your entry fee, practice round is included on Friday.
Doug, we're going to talk Big 12 football, yeah, but before we get to that, why if you're, well, you're one of the, I would argue that in the top five, certainly, of most famous pro football athletes in Peyton Manning, probably number one or two, depending on, you know, that's not the argument. Why would you wait to have your knee, an injured knee, why would you wait to have that done until it affects training camp? If you know this, he had an effective bursa-sacker move. Why would you wait to have that operation, and now he's not at training camp? Now, a lot of people say, you don't need him at training camp. Well, that's one of the things that made Peyton Manning who Peyton Manning is. He's taken most of the reps throughout his career in training camp to get on the same page as these receivers, and that's why I don't think Reggie Wayne would be the receiver, and I think Reggie Wayne would tell you that. I don't think as Anthony Gonzalez, the number three receiver with the Indianapolis Colts. I think he's still a young receiver up and coming to get the timing down with Peyton. Why? I just don't understand why you would wait.
Tired of making commercials.
Maybe that's it.
He's busy. He's busy. Tony, I have no idea. Let's go to the latest news here. Federal judge in Brooklyn has sentenced former NBA referee Tim Donaghy to 15 months in prison for taking payoffs from a professional gambler for inside tips on games. Donaghy's sentencing closes a chapter in a scandal that rocked the NBA, could have received up to 33 months. The league has angrily denied Donaghy's claim that corruption among referees runs deeper than one bad ref. Donaghy pleaded guilty last August to conspiracy to engage in wire fraud and transmitting betting information through interstate commerce, which means picking up the phone and calling someone. Last week, two of Donaghy's former high school classmates were sentenced to over a year in prison for their roles in the scheme. Then he's got 3 years of supervised probation after that. So Tim Donaghy, pretty boy, going to prison. I'd like to tell you the sisters. I'd like to tell you Andy fought the good fight. I'd like to tell you that. This is prison. This is Shawshank. Good luck, Timmy. Good luck. Hey, our coverage of the Big 12 Conference and Big 12 Media Days, Big 12 football brought to you in part by Slugger's Bar and Grill, 707 West Anna Street in Grand Island. It's a block west of South Locust. Pretty damn good char burger there. Watch any sports you want. And our friends at Computer Hardware. See them in downtown Kearney.
Doug and Daddy show continues, talking Big 12 football, getting ready for the season in Oklahoma State, Daddy. They've got some holes to fill. Their defense wants to get better, but also they want to get better as a football team. Made some strides last year, and Oklahoma State really looking to, I think they've got the pieces in place offensively. We've seen that. They're a team that everybody's talking about has to get better defensively, and our next guest is going to tell us how they're going to do that.
Well, strong side linebacker Andre Sexton joins us from the Oklahoma State Cowboys. Andre, welcome to the Doug and Daddy show. First of all, thanks for stopping by and giving us a minute. Second of all, this is a defense that hasn't been talked a lot in the past. In spring, you guys really dominated the offense. Is that a reoccurring theme this fall?
I definitely think it's going to be something you're going to see a lot more often, and it's going to carry over into the season. You know, with the talented offense we have and the high pace and, you know, everything they show us every day, I think it's only going to help us get better, you know, for the competition we see in the Big 12, because every offense seems to be changing towards that, you know, that type of offense. So, you know, it's something we get to see day in and day out, and it's going to help us.
Is it an X and O thing, or is it just a maturity thing, another year of getting into the system?
You know, I think everybody's comfortable in the system now, and it's changed up a little bit, you know, to fit our strong points. So I think, you know, with the X's and O's and, you know, everything put together, I think you're going to see a totally different defense. You know, people are going to be shocked at, you know, the strides that we've made over the last year.
Andre, talk a little bit about the transition. You went from a two-year starter at safety. Now they're moving you up to a linebacker position. Is that to roam and go get the football, I'm assuming?
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, it also helps us in some coverage, different things we get to do in coverage now. We get to play a little bit more man. We get to be more physical and be more aggressive. And, you know, that's what the fans wanted to see. And, you know, that's what we've been lacking the last couple of years. But, you know, the position that they changed me to is something I've played, you know, pretty much my whole career. Always been up close to the line of scrimmage, feeling on the run. So, you know, I'm really comfortable with this.
There's a host of great quarterbacks in the conference. I think you're even going to see a couple in the non-conference. You're not going to be able, and no defense in this conference is going to be able to take a week off. It's going to be pretty amazing this year.
Yeah, that's why, you know, it's so important that we go against our offense and that the ones go against the ones in practice. And, you know, definitely with this rule, the new rule change, I know that our offense, you know, with being able to get to the line of scrimmage so much quicker, I know we're going to see a lot of that in 2-a-days. So, you know, that's going to help us get ready for the season as well.
Well, football is football, and you've got some good folks to play against this season. What, as a team, I know you still haven't even broken to fall camp yet, but have you started to talk about the goals that this team is setting, you know, as a big picture for the whole season?
You know, well, first off on the defense, you know, last year you see bits and pieces of a great defense shining. You know, we stop people at points. You know, we stop really good teams at points. And then, you know, out of nowhere, you know, a bust would happen. It seemed like just a little thing. So it was guys, you know, a step or two away from making a big play, you know, and us being a really good defense. So, you know, we're going to try and put the whole package together and put a whole game together. And, you know, that's, you know, something we're going to start off with. But, you know, just as a whole team, we got to learn to finish games because, you know, Texas, A&M, you know, those close games that we're in, you know, easily could have won if you just, you know, a play here or there. And, you know, that's the difference in big games and the big teams and why they've been so successful over the last years.
Andre Sexton joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, Oklahoma State linebacker. Andre, I guess if you talk about a couple key people you lost on defense, it's Nathan Peterson and then Donovan Woods. Who steps in and replaces those two guys?
Well, you know, I'm filling in at Donovan's position. You know, I'm going to try and do my best to, you know, fill such a talented guy because, you know, he was so versatile, you know, and, you know, he's with the Steelers now, and that just shows how talented he is. And then Nathan Peterson, you know, we've had a lot of young, talented DNs there that have sitting waiting their turn, so I think now is their time to shine, and you're going to see them putting a lot of pressure on quarterbacks.
You talked a little bit about Zach and what this offense has. Have there been some spots where you've seen a definite improvement, maybe some new guys coming in that fans in the Big 12 haven't heard of but will this year?
I think we got a lot of depth at running back, you know, as we always had since I've been there. And, you know, the new JUCO transfer, Bo Johnson, he comes in and brings a new physicalness. He's not as fast, but, you know, he's got a little shift to him, and then he'll run you over. So you got to watch out for him. And then Kendall Hunter's just been getting better, you know, improving, working on his strength, his explosiveness. And, I mean, every position we have, we've got guys that have just been waiting for their chance to shine. And actually, we have a couple new freshmen in that I've seen at tight end that are, you know, they're looking pretty good to replace Brandon in the future. So, you know, hopefully we can mold them into, you know, something like Brandon.
Andre Sexton, strong side linebacker for the Oklahoma State Cowboys. Andre, thanks so much for the time.
Thank you.
Big 12 football talk of the Doug and Daddy Show brought to you in part by Centura Hills Golf Course in Caro, just expanded to the beautiful 18 holes. Had a chance to go over there today, but I guess I got to work. Crap. But a beautiful, beautiful course. The front nine was great, and now they've got the back nine wide open, and it's been ready to go all summer. Check it out today. Call for a tee time, and also they have half price memberships, 485-4650, 485-4650. Daddy, the over-unders and odds to win the national championship and all that have been out for a few days. We talked about Nebraska over-unders, 12 games. You can bet in Vegas that Nebraska will win more or less than 7. The number is right on 7, and that's, you know, that's a push. I'm going to go through the other teams that Las Vegas has 7 wins as their over-under, and I would like your reaction, because Oklahoma State is one of those teams, and we just got done talking to Andre Sexton. 7, Oklahoma State.
Under.
Texas A&M.
Under.
Notre Dame.
They got to be better. They got to be better. Over.
Well, better than two is not seven. Nevada.
We dismantled them just a year ago, did we not?
Went to a bowl game.
They're terrible. Under.
Maryland.
Terrapins. A lot of people think they're going to be improved. Over.
Miami of Florida.
When's the last
time? Over, under, seven.
Well, that's going to go under because everybody's got to say over on that, doesn't it?
Michigan State.
God, they're supposed to be improved, but they can't win at Michigan, Ohio, all this. No, under.
Hawaii.
God, everybody's expecting a monster bounce after losing the coach, after losing Colt Brennan. I guess you got to think under.
I would think that would be an over. It's still Hawaii. Cincinnati.
God, there's an up-and-coming team that...
All these teams are at seven. Cincinnati.
Well, a team like Cincinnati, I mean, do we know that everybody plays 12? I mean, or some of these teams aren't probably guaranteed 12 games.
Cincinnati.
Over.
Air Force.
God, under.
Boston College. Matt Ryan's gone.
Yeah, but still, you got to think they play in that terrible conference. They don't even call it the
ACC. Big East.
Well, they're still ACC, Big East. They're still terrible. Under.
Well, if it's terrible, they should win some games.
Well, they've been
12 schools are at 7. 3 schools they have at 7.5 wins. I'll throw these in. Rutgers. Predicted by Vegas to have more wins than Nebraska.
How is that possible?
Iowa.
Under. Way under.
Alabama.
You know, they paid Mr. Saban all that money. They paid Saban all that money. You got to think this is a make or break year for him. I'm going to have to say Alabama's going to go over that.
And there are a ton at 6.5. I just want to give you the teams that Vegas thinks are around Nebraska's caliber. Because Nebraska, Oklahoma State, Texas A&M, all 7. Notre Dame, 7. Over-under on the total wins. These are the schools that are at 6.5. Connecticut, which they've been a very good team now. Arizona, Kansas State, Kentucky, Louisville, Mississippi State, North Carolina, Northwestern, Oregon State, Pittsburgh, Purdue, all at 6.5.
Okay, I'm taking one team that I happen to find here in my Phil Steele Bible, Michigan State, who is at 7 with Nebraska.
Yep.
Okay? They go to at California. I say loss. I'm going to chalk up the wins. We got to get 7 out of this. Eastern Michigan, Florida Atlantic. I would think those would be two very winnable games for the Spartans. Notre Dame, they get at home. You got to think if they're going to get 7, that's a winnable game. At Indiana, that's a winnable game. Iowa, winnable game. At Northwestern, winnable game. There's 6. Now you've got Ohio State, at Michigan, Wisconsin, Purdue, and at Penn State. You know, Michigan.
Oh my God! That you weren't just picking around here. That's actually the way.
That's their schedule. Yes,
they could be 6-1 and finish 0-5.
Exactly.
Wow.
So you can feel pretty special about your bet, and then all of a sudden, not happening. But I guess you got to think that the home schedule, you get Ohio State, Wisconsin, Purdue all at home. What's Purdue's over-under?
6.5.
6.5, okay.
And just before we go to break here, Southern Cal is picked to have the most, 10.5. And they've been at 11 before, and 11.5. It's been very interesting to see if they could run the table. Florida, Oklahoma, and Ohio State are at 10. Missouri, Virginia Tech, and Boise State are all at 9.5. And we will hear from Missouri tight end Chase Kaufman when we come back, plus a little state baseball talk after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. I'll be back in a moment.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding you. I wish I were.
I arrange symphonies, not timing belts. But I know my certified pre-owned Acura TL is in perfect harmony. Just like I know its sound system is so incredible, it's hard not to pick up my baton.
Acura certified pre-owned vehicles receive a 150-point inspection and a 7-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty from the original service date. In other words, they must pass our test before they pass yours. Visit Acura.com or dealer for warranty details.
A great golf score takes the right blend of precision, power, and trusting your game. Hi, I'm Jim Furyk, and I'm proud to be associated with YRC Worldwide, whose companies utilize those same elements in global transportation and logistics services. They'll get your big shipments from tee to green around the world because they know the course and have the right blend of talent and expertise for playing it well, every single round. To find out more about YRC Worldwide, visit yrcw.com.
Midwest Customs and Paint presents Hot Summer Nights Car Show, a tribute to Boyd Coddington with special guest Joe Coddington. August 1st through the 3rd at the Norfolk Airport. Start with the McDonald's Cruise Night, followed by Nebraska Rocks featuring Jim Casey and Young Country. Sidestep, Lady Spur, Temple Show. Saturday, enjoy the Fly in the Basket, Burnout, and Bikini Contests. Saturday night's music features Housebroke, Scott Schramm Band, Smoke Ring, and Ivory Star. Starting at 6 p.m., it's Hot Summer Nights Rod Run, August 1st through the 3rd. Presented by Midwest Customs and Paint and Premier Midwest Beverage. Elworth, Harley Davidson, US 92, 94 Rock, Mateo Sand and Gravel, Cable 1, Norfolk Daily News, WJAG, and KEXL, and Madison County Convention and Visitors Bureau.
Hey man, Destination Fun continues all summer long in the courtyard at Cunningham's Journal.
Enjoy our unique outdoor atmosphere with a margarita frozen or on the rise, or your favorite tasty beverage under the misters.
Under the misters.
While listening to the sounds of summer. Relaxing with your friends doesn't have to be just on the weekends. Get to the courtyard and take a well-deserved weekday break.
Hey man, join us for Destination Fun in the courtyard.
Cunningham's Journal on the bricks in downtown Kearney.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us today. Coming up tomorrow, a lot more Big 12 talk. Don't forget, UNK has set the kickoff time for their season opener against Wayne State. 12 noon, high noon to start the season Saturday afternoon, August 30th at Ron and Carol Cope Stadium at Foster Field. Wayne, after starting 0-3 last year, finished 7-5, 7-2 in the conference. Lopers are coming off back-to-back 6-4 seasons. So the Lopers play at 6, and of course the Huskers play at, the Lopers play at noon, the Huskers play at 6. So the Lopers hosting Wayne State, August 30th, that game will be at 12 noon at Foster Field in Kearney. Our Big 12 football talk on the Doug and Daddy Show, brought to you in part by Brown Shoe Fit Company, on the bricks downtown Kearney since 1968, stocking a full selection of National Brown shoes for men, women, and children in the sizes and widths to fit anyone. And the Wave Pizza Company, 107 North Walnut Street, the premier pizzeria in Grand Island.
More Big 12 football talk here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Missouri Tigers picked to win the North. Maybe by some picked to play in a BCS game. Maybe win the whole darn thing this year. And we're pleased to be joined by tight end Chase Kaufman, preseason, one of the many preseason all-conference kids. I voted for you, by the way. We voted for you. I want you to know that. A pleasure to have you back on the Doug and Daddy Show. I think last year were one of the believers that this team could do some great things. But you had to really go out and make a lot more believers last year. And you did. The feeling right now of Missouri football and you, maybe compared to going into last year, how you guys feel as Big 12 North champions and going in for bigger and better things this year?
I mean, we've just been working hard this summer. I mean, just kind of doing the same things we did last year, trying to keep our heads, out of the sky and just keep ourselves grounded and just, like I said, keep doing what we've been doing last year and try to take it one game at a time once the season rolls around.
How do you do that? How do you keep your head from, or your eyes or your ears from hearing and looking and seeing everything that everybody's praising and throwing upon you guys?
I just try not to look at the papers and go online and look at all the stats and everything like that. And if you do, then you just got to try to be one of those guys that doesn't let it affect how you play or what you think about how you're doing during the season.
Chase, I think a lot of people remember last year with Mr. Rucker standing beside you guys were two just a dominant offensive force in football, very, very tough to handle. Who's going to be that guy that's going to make you difficult to handle this year? You're obviously a big guy. You probably handle your own business. But is there somebody that's going to take some pressure off of you?
A lot of people didn't expect Jeremy Maclin to do the things he did last season, and he's going to be out there probably causing a lot of people to double-team him, so I'm sure that'll take a lot of people off. Tommy Saunders is a great player, Jared Perry, and Denario Alexander once he gets healthy.
I think a lot of people out there love Chase Daniel and what he's been able to do. First of all, last year, for him to duplicate last season would be really, truly be amazing just because the numbers he was able to put up. Talk a little bit about your quarterback and the relationship you have with him on and off the field.
He's a great kid, great person, and like everybody else knows, he's a great quarterback. And, I mean, he's just one of those guys that's always in there trying to get better, watching film and pushing us all, receivers, linemen, and, I mean, everybody on defense to get better, too. He's a good leader and a great friend.
Chase Kaufman, Missouri tight end, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. How do you guys get better? You were so good last year. I know some people might say if the defense can step up even a little bit more, that's how you can get better. How can the offense get better? The numbers you guys put up last year, pretty astounding.
I mean, I'm sure every game there's a couple drop balls, and we've been doing a lot of 7-on-7, a lot of ball drills, just getting faster and stronger in the weight room, just working on everything we can to improve. I mean, there's always room for improvement, so that's what we're trying to do.
Could you envision when you came into Missouri that you would have or at least be in a position to play for a national title, not just a Big 12 title, but a national title by the time you were done with your career?
Yeah, I mean, sounds kind of crazy how we started out when I came here, but, I mean, that's always been the goal ever since the recruiting class I came in with, and, I mean, everybody that's came in afterwards and that was here before, I mean, the attitude's been changing, and everybody's work ethic and everything around the program's just going uphill.
Chase, obviously off the field, 12-2. The ladies probably pretty popular on Missouri. You kind of a big man on campus. Is that going all right for you?
A little bit. I mean, I try to stay out of the public eye too much, but as far as the ladies go, I have a girlfriend, so kind of taken in that area. So it's not too hard to turn down girls like that.
Fair enough. But 12-2, you guys are the favorites in the North, keeping your heads out of the newspapers, keeping your heads out of the clouds, your eyes off the newspapers. Is that something Coach Pinkel talks about, or you as a leader of this team, do you preach it also?
I mean, as leaders, we're all preaching that, and Coach Pinkel and the rest of the coaches do a great job of telling us to do the same thing, and as long as we're still playing well, then, I mean, I don't think it really matters, but if we're starting to get out of hand, then they'll bring it back up.
Chase, does it start with Illinois? Obviously, you want to win a Big 12 title, and some of the folks we've talked to say, well, you know, even if they lose to Illinois, they can run the table and do everything that they want to do and play for a national championship. I'm sure you guys aren't even thinking about losing to Illinois, but that's a pretty tough game right out of the blocks, first game of the year.
Yeah, Illinois is going to be a good team again, and like I said, we're just going to be working hard, kind of doing the same things we did last year and keep trying to go in there, make big plays, make things happen.
Chase, talk a little bit about that game, the crowd. Played in St. Louis. Who's got the home flavor there?
I think last year Missouri had quite a bit more fans, but I mean, Illinois had a pretty good year, so I'm sure there'll be quite a few Illinois fans also, so we'll see. It'll be a fun game.
Should be a great opening day matchup. And Chase, we sure appreciate you giving us some time on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll see you when you boys roll into Lincoln in a couple of months.
Thank you very much.
Big 12 Conference Media Days and Football Talk on the Doug and Daddy Show, brought to you in part by Island Pet Resort, 1311 Getty Street in Grand Island, a place to board your pets when you're taking a day or two off. That's in Grand Island, 1311 Getty's Street. Tomorrow, much more football talk here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We're going to talk American Legion baseball. But as we go into break, we got some Missouri football. Missouri football. Troutman's Trivia. 1-888-455-ESPN. If you have not won in the last 2 months, you are eligible for a $25 gift card. 1-888-455-ESPN. Daddy, Missouri, with today's Troutman's Trivia.
What we're going with, this Missouri quarterback became the first player in NCAA history to have over 8,000 yards passing and 4,000 yards rushing. Who was that Missouri quarterback?
Back after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Almost as much fun as watching Fluffy in the dryer.
If you're afraid of the rising price of gas, afraid of the increasing cost of food, and afraid you won't be able to stretch your budget for everything else you need, Carney Yamaha has one thing to say. Do not Be afraid! Kearney Yamaha has your money-saving solution. Stop into Kearney Yamaha today and see how you can save over $4,800 on a brand-new 1900cc Yamaha Stratoliner. This chrome-heavy, 113-cubic-inch V-twin-powered streamlined Stratoliner is fuel-injected with locking side bags and a detachable windshield and backrest. And right now, you'll get a $200 gas card free when you finance your new Yamaha Star motorcycle at Kearney Yamaha. That's heard right. A free $200 gas card. The Yamaha Stratoliner, available in every color you love and in stock now at Kearney Yamaha.
Nebraska's Power Sports Mall, Kearney Yamaha. Nebraska's Power Sports Mall, Kearney Yamaha.
ABC Drug and Gift, and I mean gifts, has a gift for everyone, from the newborn baby to the greatest grandmother you have. Stop in today and save 25% off all gifts in stock. The boss has gone to market, and the staff has marked down prices while they're out. You'll always find something unique and 25% off right now at ABC Drug and Gift, Kauffman Center, downtown Kearney.
It's just as easy as ABC Drugstore.
Sports radio listeners, Darkbane here, and if you could smell through the radio, you would right now be inhaling the fumes of pure, unfiltered hatred I have for the X Games. Soon that aroma will give way to the smell of smoldering originality that follows a blast from my new laser cannon. Smells like fun, huh?
X Games 14, July 31st through August 3rd, live on ESPN and ABC. Brought to you by the U.S. Navy.
You've heard of being named All-Conference, but only one organization has earned the classification of being All-World. The United States Navy. Whether it's humanitarian efforts, fighting terrorism, or protecting America's freedoms, the Navy is the team that helps us all win big. To learn how you can make it to the big league, call 1-800-USA-NAVY or visit Navy.com. Navy. Accelerate your life.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Daddy coming up with the easiest trivia question in Troutman's history today, which was...
Which you got wrong, by the way, with your first...
Yeah, I know. I guess Corby.
Brad Smith. Brad Smith was the first NCAA player to throw for 8,000 and rush for 4,000. Didn't really... I guess I didn't. I gave it away with a quarterback. I guess if a running back threw for over 8,000, he'd been a very talented running back.
Excellent. But. Who was our winner, Stone?
Our winner was Mark Milrow.
Good job, Mark. $25 gift certificate to Troutman's Quality Meats. Hey, I want to remind you that Midwest Customs and Paint presents Hot Summer Nights, the car show, a tribute to Boyd Connington with special guest Joe Connington. It's coming up this weekend, August 1st through the 3rd, so that's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Norfolk Airport. There's going to be state baseball up there, too. Just went through that in. But while you're up there at state baseball, check out this great, great show. There are 30 vehicle and 10 motorcycle classes, and Daddy... Well, maybe not you, but you could win cold hard cash if you're one of the first 15 registered in the Hot Summer Nights Bikini Contest.
Oh, Lord.
That's what people would say. Get registered before this Wednesday, so you got a couple days to do that, and your way into the car show would be free. It's Hot Summer Nights Rod Run, August 1st through the 3rd, presented by Midwest Customs and Paint at the Norfolk Airport coming up this weekend. State baseball. Daddy, Class A, B, and C are scheduled... Weather permitting to finish up their tournaments tonight. Kearney Post 52 did have their 34 game winning streak. I might have misspoke earlier today. A snap last night. Millard South wins it 9-5, but Post 52 is already in the championship. They'll play the winner of Millard South, Omaha West Side tonight at 8 o'clock, looking for back to back championships. Good luck to Brad Archer and the crew tonight. Class C. It is going to be Adams against Shelby Osceola Stromsburg. Shelby Osceola Stromsburg beat Shelton Gibbon 8-5 last night. Adams beat Wakefield 9-6. Adams is unbeaten, so the Shelby Osceola Stromsburg Grams will have to win a pair of games tonight to win Class C. In senior action, Grand Island Home Federal, because two teams from every district make state. They're already in. They play the district championship tonight against Fremont. In Class B, Lexington goes to state, beating Broken Bow 4-2. St. Paul is hosting state, so they're already in. But since they made the district final, that means who they're playing tonight. Wayne is also in. And in Class C, Dannebrog, Carol Bolas, and Palmer Wallback Greeley seniors are all in. That's at Shelton Gibbon. Alma was in earlier this week. So a lot of area teams are going to be playing at Shelton Gibbon. Mike Kenton, the tournament director, is going to join us Thursday to talk about that Class C senior state championship. Tomorrow, we anticipate talking with Brad Archer from Kearney Post 52. Hopefully, state champion, Daddy, once again.
Certainly looking forward to that. Also, our Big 12 preview will roll on with George Hippolyte, the very, very talented defensive tackle from Colorado.
And, folks, you might not, if you're not quite into the Big 12 as deep as Daddy and some folks are, the interview tomorrow with George Hippolyte is one you do not want to miss. He was probably the most impressive athlete at Big 12 Media Days, and that was said by almost everybody there, or at least everybody we talked to. Everybody told Coach Hawkins how great a person this kid was. So he will join us on the show tomorrow. We want to thank our guest today. We were talking Big 12 football with Missouri tight end Chase Kaufman, and also early in the program, linebacker out of Oklahoma State, Andre Sexton.
And to our friend Chet from Osceola, just because they're in the state finals doesn't mean you can run around your cul-de-sac with your shirt off. Put it back on.
See you tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!